It's the Travel Planner Show with Kevin and Sue McCarthy.
And one of our regular contributors, Ms. Patrice Ratley. Where's she been this time? She's never at home.
Well, I wanted to add, too, that she is from Seattle, and she travels quite a lot. When we don't, she comes on and talks about those places, and she is the editor, travel writer for Travel Excursions.
Yes, she is. Welcome to the show, Patrice.
Hi, Kevin and Sue. How are you?
We're just waiting to hear what destinations you've been to this time. You went back to England, I understand?
Yes, indeed, I did. And as you know, I was recently in Iceland, and I took the wonderful airline Iceland Air, and we had a stopover in Iceland for no additional charge. You can stay there up to 7 days with no... with no additional cost, and then we went on to Bath, England. And so
I assume that stopover takes you into Reykjavik?
It does. It does. So we stayed for 3 days, Ned, as you heard before, lots of wonderful adventures. And after that, we took a flight to Heathrow and then took a shuttle to Bath. But most people would probably want to take the train. It's easy. It's quick. You can get it right next to the airport. No fuss, no muss. And you're in Bath within, an hour and a half. Not very long at all. It's easy and quick.
So, Patrice, you didn't have to learn how to drive on the other side of the road on this trip, then?
Yeah, no, it's not happening.
I'll drive anywhere in the world, but not in the UK. Okay, obvious question. The town of Bath, is it because there were Roman baths there or something? Is that how they got their name or what?
Yes, yes, indeed. In fact, the ancient Celts were there. And it was, by the time of the Romans, it was called Aqua Sulis. And this is where the hot water came out of the ground, this hot mineral water, and where the Roman baths are currently located. And the Romans built a magnificent temple and bathing complex in about 60 to 70 AD, even though the first shrine at the site of the hot springs was built by the Celts and dedicated to the goddess Sulis. Well, the Romans had Minerva, they were close enough, and so they kind of melded the two goddesses. Now, bathing, Kevin and Sue, has not been allowed for some years because it's a historical site, but the mineral water still flow into the Great Bath. I used an audio guide and through the entire below street level complex to see the different bathing pools, artifacts, and they have these wonderful drama videos with people in period clothing explaining what the baths were like and who used them. It's absolutely fascinating and a must-see.
It sounds like it, yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's one of the things that the guest we had on last week, Don Wildman, did. He's now on the Travel Channel, but when he was with the History Channel, they did underground cities. And if my memory serves me, he did that tour, and it was fascinating.
It is, and it is below street level, and this is just one of the most fascinating things that I've seen. Also, you know, we went to a current bathing complex as well, and that was the Thermabath Spa is what they call it. And this spa is linked together in three 18th century spa buildings and is the ultimate in relaxation. I tried their Twilight Spa package, and that included bathing in the warm, rich mineral waters in their rooftop pool. And you can do that for about 3 hours in this package. And then I also went down to their Minerva pool inside that has the mineral waters with a whirlpool and a lazy river. And don't get it's rustic. It's really beautiful in this place. They just call it the lazy river because it swirls around and you just kind of drift along. It gets
so. Did you really feel a difference in your skin after going in the mineral waters?
I would say a little difference in the skin, but mostly it is a huge stress reliever and tension reliever. You are so relaxed when you're there. And then I went and I had a light evening meal in the spa's wonderful Springs Cafe restaurant. And you have to try the savory bread pudding if you go. It was absolutely wonderful. People walk around.
You said magic word.
You had to say bread pudding.
Bread pudding, that's his word.
but it's savory, you said.
Savory. It was wonderful. And they had it with pork belly, this cut of meat that was just gorgeous. And everyone wears their robes up there, you know, in their swimming trunks. And so you're just very comfortable. The spa's relaxed. They also have full facilities for all sorts of massages that can also be done within the mineral waters. It was wonderful.
So it's a co-ed spa?
Wearing their
trunks?
Yes, yes, indeed. And, you know, one of the best places I think I have stayed in England, as well as the Chesterfield Hotel, of course, we stayed at the superb and award-winning Bath Priory Hotel on Weston Road. And Kevin and Sue, this spa hotel is absolutely stunning with the most gorgeous 4 acres of mature walled gardens. It's like walking into paradise in the spring and summer months. You know, the quintessential English garden.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it was just beautiful. It seemed like paradise. They had Italianate gardens. They had a kitchen garden. And this hotel also has a garden surround swimming pool outside, full spa facilities, and a heated pool and a covered area. Beautiful. And the hotel was originally a private residence built in 1830, and the grounds were owned by Priory Bath Abbey. So that's how it, you know, has its current name. And there's Georgian decor within. It is one of the most beautiful hotels you could find in Bath. Fireplace.
Well, did you go once you got out of the spa, did you go on any guided tours?
I did. We went with Sulis guide Andrew Butterworth, and that was a blast. He took us on a citywide tour. We started with the crescent, the famous crescent, which is in the shape of a crescent of all these private residences. You can see this on multiple period British drama movies. And it was designed by John Wood the Elder, and the public can take a tour of Number 1 Royal Crescent and see what it was like to live in the 1760s. Gorgeous place. And then we moved on to the circus, which is a round private residence around a park, and Thomas Gainsborough used to live there. That was also designed by John Wood the Elder. Then it
so
was
there's
time.
More things to do in Bath than just
take a bath.
Yeah, right.
Oh, tons of museums. The Jane Austen Museum. We went to the assembly rooms where Jane Austen herself visited. The same assembly rooms now have the famous fashion museum on the lower levels. And then, of course, you know me. I had to walk around town and visit the tea rooms. I visited a great tea room, the tea house on New Bond Street, and went shopping on Milsom Street. It was great fun.
Sounds good. We're going to continue our conversation with you about another area of the UK that you visited as well.
Sure, we're going to talk about Wiltshire and Salisbury, where we've been to Salisbury Cathedral.
Yeah, that's
it's
where
fantastic.
One of the original Magna Cartas is located.
Yes. Do you have a website, though, before we head off that direction for the other cities?
Indeed, I do. For folks who are interested in visiting Bath, www.visitbath.co.uk. And Iceland Air, www.icelandair.com. And they're actually less expensive than a lot of other airlines to get to England.
Yet they're also an international airline, which gives you the great service from a European airline. You're listening to the Travel Planners Radio Show. Our guest is Patrice Rapley, world-renowned travel writer and traveler herself. We're going to continue that conversation right after we do a little business. You may send us an email, kevinandsuetravel@yahoo.com, our YouTube site, youtube.com/kevinandsuetravel. 388,000 views now, so why don't you check it out? This is the Travel Planners Radio Show.